Well, you had an opportunity to be here at Monsanto to talk with some agricultural media and other farmers and to bring them up to date on some of the activities that USB is involved with. And, of course, being here at Monsanto, it's easy to talk about biotechnology. And from USB's standpoint, that's an important area for you folks.
Yes, I think it's one of probably a very important area for us. It's looking at future production of ag products in the United States. I think it's biotechnology is going to be one of the main things that we are really going to have to focus on. It's going to be one of the main really important things that will help us to increase our production here on farm. And we've looked at some of the biotech initiatives. The other thing that we've tried to concentrate on with USB is getting the consumer and a lot of the future consumers, like in the FFA, the 4-H program, age groups, to get them oriented or to get them educated as far as what biotech actually is, the safety of biotech products or crops especially, and how that those can be incorporated into our food system and into our production systems. And so maybe that they will have a better communication plan with time with younger children through the 4-H and FFA programs.
This has been an initiative that the Soybean Checkoff has been investing in it for a number of years.
Yes, this I just came on the board in December, and I know that this program has been going on for a couple of years in the biotech end of things. One of the other things that we've got into has been to try to help educate some of the regulatory people that work for foreign governments, as to try to bring them up to speed on exactly a lot of the background as far as how biotech is tested in the United States for safety and for any type of ramifications of the biotech event that we use in different crops before it's ever approved for our usage.
Doug, you mentioned you farm in southeast Illinois. Is biotechnology an important part of your operation?
Oh, yes. Roundup Ready soybeans is one of the first biotech crops that we ever planted. It's made a large difference, particularly about a third of our operation or a little more is in highly erosive rolling clay soils. And so we have to use a no-till system in a lot of those soils. And the herbicide-resistant crops have just made it amazing as far as the change that we can make and being able to use a no-till or a mulch-till system and keep the weeds in check to be able to keep the soil in place in those areas and really help with our production system and being able to be more sustainable in our production system as far as being good stewards of the soil.
We heard here at Monsanto about that things in the pipeline not only to benefit the grower, but also to benefit the consumer.
Yes, a lot of things that are coming down the pike as far as going to be out in the next few years, we're seeing some things that relate to the health benefits of the oils that are derived from soybeans for human consumption, like the Vistive oil, the high oleic oils with lower trans fats, lower saturated fat contents, that sort of thing, which is going to help with cholesterol and overall will be a really good benefit for the ultimate consumer of a lot of these products.
Is that a product that you would consider growing?
Yes. Yeah, I think in our area, we have pretty good proximity to a couple of soybean crush plants, and I think that we probably, in southeastern Illinois, we would be probably very, very conducive to growing specialty crops like that in our operation, and I can see a lot of interest in our area.